90% of our work is unstructured, according to Scott Rockfeld, Group Product Manager for Microsoft, in discussing Microsoft's new product, OneNote. Scott tells us how to work in our world with a new approach. Remember how we used to take notes on a piece of paper and stick it in our pocket, or use a 3M Post-it? OneNote allows us to capture all of our random thoughts, to-dos, and miscellaneous ideas, place them in OneNote, and then either search for them or organize them at a later date. It doesn't matter whether these ideas we want to retain for later use come from our own mental meanderings, meetings, brainstorming sessions, conference calls, or other sources. Irrespective of the origin of the idea we want to capture, we can do so and then worry about organizing it later. Listen to Scott, our very first discussion in our podcast series, explain more about OneNote, a new product worthy of your serious review.
Scott, thanks for joining us today. It's a pleasure for me to have the opportunity to interview you, and I look forward to our chat.
Great. Thanks for having me.
I think I need, by way of disclosure to our audience, to say that you and I just had over an hour of interaction describing and discussing and you teaching me, in effect, about OneNote. And I want to tell our audience that I am blown away by the power of Microsoft's activities with this product.
And well, that's great to hear.
I am fearful, and I use that word advisedly, that our conversation today will not do justice to what I saw on the screen. However, I am going to try. Never let that be said that I refuse to try. So with that as a preface and a disclosure, let me start our conversation, Scott, with the question, what is Microsoft Office OneNote?
So at the most basic sense, Microsoft Office OneNote is a digital note-taking program that allows people and information workers to capture or collect, organize, use, and share their unstructured information more effectively. And what we mean by unstructured information, it's the information that gets bombarded at you every single day from meetings, from conference calls, from brainstorming sessions, from conversations, from research. It's all that stuff that you do during the day when you're not working on a formal document, which when you think about it, it's really most of your day.
Well, one of the things that you and I talked about earlier was that when lawyers work on a matter, whether they're, let me rephrase that, when they're working on a matter, they are usually interacting with a client or doing research or doing something else that is other than the drafting of a contract or the drafting of a pleading or some other specific focused activity. And that's what I think you're talking about when you talk about 90% of a lawyer's time is in the unstructured sphere. Am I right?
That's correct. So whether a lawyer is using a desktop, laptop, or tablet PC in front of them, OneNote kind of helps them collect almost anything, almost any type of information, all in one place and gives them access to it. They can so they can organize it according to their needs and basically allow them to share and collaborate on it.
Well, when I'm doing research, as an example, I've got one set of books here and another set of documents there and maybe video or audio somewhere else and so forth, and I look at all that in a disparate way. How is it that OneNote can help pull all that stuff together in one place?
Well, it's exactly what you said, is that you have information all over the place, whether it's text from an email or handwriting on your legal pads to video from a CLE to audio from a deposition. That information is everywhere. Well, OneNote gives you a single place that you can capture that information that I just mentioned, as well as any research from the web, any content from other PDFs that you can annotate on top of, and even content from mobile devices. So having all that information in one single place allows you to find that information in a matter of seconds.
Well, let me highlight three areas here that I think our audience may not really grasp because I did not until you hammered it on me. One is that you're pulling everything together in one place, and that when it's in one place, it's all very searchable through the mechanism of OneNote very quickly, almost instantaneously. The second element is, and I want you to describe it in just a moment, where, for example, in a deposition, you can have an audio feed into your into your laptop, or for that matter a PC, and using OneNote, you can synchronize that audio or video and make notes in your computer right at the spot of that sound coming through. And the third element is taking a PDF and marking that up on your screen and then emailing it to a colleague or a client with your notes right there. Those are three very specific instances that OneNote allows you to do that I think is just mind-blowing. And I'd like you to talk about each of those, Scott, and explain them further.
Okay, so you definitely jumped down into something very specific in three scenarios. I definitely want to make sure that people, on this call understand that it's much more broad than that. But one of the three scenarios that you brought up were, the first one was around recording audio and having that synchronized with your notes. Well, one of our, many of our lawyers have told us that what they do is they are recording audio, whether it's from a conference call or a deposition, from the deposition machine or directly from a deposed individual. And what they can do is record the audio right into their laptop, and as they take notes, the audio is synchronized with those typed or written notes. And what happens is you don't have to type everything that the person says. All you have to say is, remember this, person fidgeting in chair. Make sure you remember exactly that the person said something interesting. And so now when you go through those notes, you don't have to go read the entire transcript, nor do you have to go read the entire audio to find that specific piece of information. You only have to click right next to what you wrote at that exact time that audio happened. That's kind of the first scenario. The second one you talked about is annotating on other office documents or PDFs. How many times do lawyers every single day have to review contracts or case strategy documents or any other type of documents, give their feedback right on top of it, and then send it back to their paralegal or secretary to make the changes? Well, a lot of times what happens is they do this on paper and they hand the information, or wait to hand back the information to the paralegal secretary, and when they're not in their office, they can't do that until they get to the office. Or if it's not in a, they have to fax it, or they have to do a courier service to get it to the right individual. With OneNote, you can actually pull that document or scan document in right into OneNote, annotate right on top of it, and with one click, email those changes out to the individual who can make the changes to the final document. What was the third one? I forgot.
Well, let me ask you a question on bringing in a PDF.
Yes.
Can OneNote, with your instructions added to it, convert the part of the PDF document that you want into text so you then can use it or send it over to a Word, create a Word document out of that or something of that nature?
So I'm going to split that in half. So the first thing is, if you write on top of a document in 2003 and you have a tablet PC, tablet PC will allow handwriting recognition and conversion. So I'll split that out. The second one is, if you import a document into OneNote, currently in the current version, it just is a picture of the document being annotated on top. However, in the next version, OneNote 2007, which is coming out in the fall, this fall, 2006, the thing that you just said absolutely will work. What I'm saying is that you can import a PDF right into OneNote, and it'll be readable and searchable. And this is the same thing around pictures. If you take a picture of a whiteboard with handwriting on it, you can pull that right into OneNote, and now using optical character recognition, it's readable and searchable. And the other thing that's coming out, which you'll definitely enjoy as a lawyer, remember how I talked about audio being pulled into OneNote?
Absolutely.
In the next version?
Yes.
You can search audio.
Even search audio?
You can search audio. So imagine you record an entire deposition, and you can say, hey, remember when he talked about X? You can put in X in the search field, and it'll search the actual audio in your notes.
Well, Scott, I know that I jumped the gun with you by going to specifics, so let me back up and ask you to talk about what you think OneNote's most beneficial capabilities are. I jumped the gun because I was so excited about the specific application for lawyers that I wanted to make sure that it's not perceived as pie in the sky, but that this is how they can use it right now effectively and improve their efficiency and their effectiveness. So let me back up and allow you to talk about your perception of the broader benefits of OneNote.
Well, you know, I definitely think we touched on a lot, and I won't drill down too deep. I mean, the first thing you brought up is, you know, this is not pie in the sky. Things like this are being used today. I mean, we have up on our website customers examples of where customers and lawyers using OneNote today in their law firm. So for your customers, we'll make sure that they have those links so that they can get there on our Microsoft.com website. But ultimately, it's a one single place to capture almost any type of information, that unstructured information that we talked about. And one of the examples, by having this information in one place and easily accessible, these lawyers can be more productive by basically easily finding the information they need and being able to share it with others. And the example for lawyers is, just taking one example, by keeping client notes in one single place, lawyers and paralegals and secretaries, they can find the information they need so they can be better prepared for cases and depositions. And no matter, the thing to think about is, no matter where they are, whether in the office or in the courtroom, you know, case teams can even collaborate on the same set of notes using the virtual whiteboarding feature, which we discussed, you know, earlier on our call. But it's really that place that they can capture all this unstructured information and make more effective use of it later.
One of the things that I find perhaps most frustrating in using a computer is that I open a file, I create a file, and I put a document in it. I give it a name. And then 2 minutes after I close it out, I want to get back to it, but I can't remember what I called it. And then I have to have some kind of a search function. And talk about, in OneNote, how one can just throw things at OneNote without creating files and still be able to get to the document instantly, or the notes instantly.
Yeah, so a great question. That's a problem that a lot of people have around finding their documents, and a lot of companies out there are trying to fix that search problem, especially Microsoft as we come out with the next versions around finding that information on your desktop. But with OneNote, what we've done is basically said, hey, when you write something down or type something or print out a document, there's no save button. You know, when you write something on the whiteboard, there's no save button. Well, that's the same thing we thought about with OneNote. We said, if you put something in OneNote, whether it's audio, video, text, handwriting, content from the web, from research, anything, you don't have to save it. And the reason is, anything in your notebook is captured automatically in your My Notebook. Technically, it's under My Documents, My Notebook. Everything is in that one single location. So then, when you open OneNote, everything that you've ever captured in that, your personal notebook, is all accessible through the search field within OneNote. And one of the things that I showed Ed earlier is that I've been using OneNote since we launched over 3 years ago. I have over 2,000 pages in my notebook. So if I go meet with a customer that I met with 3 years ago, it doesn't matter where in my notebook those notes are. I can find them in a matter of seconds, and I know exactly what we talked about 3 years ago.
And today, I'm not sure that lawyers really document in the same way that they would do by using OneNote. They might document something in Outlook, or they might handwrite in a tablet and take those notes and throw them into the file and so forth. But it's just not easily accessible as it is in a OneNote scenario.
That's exactly right. One of the cases that we find is, yeah, you may write something down on a little sticky note or a little piece of legal pad, and you may rip it out and put it into your file folder system, but how do your case teams find that information? a lot of times cases last months to years, even, you know, decades. That information has to be accessed by case teams over multiple time frames. And new lawyers and new paralegals and new junior lawyers come on all the time. How do you get those people up to speed quickly and get them the information they need to be effective and productive without wasting time and money?
Scott, we talked earlier about document management systems and how that's something that law firms, especially the larger law firms, are focusing a lot of energy on. How does OneNote fit in with that concept?
So today, what happens is, in my documents, my notebook, which is all one notebook, OneNote automatically makes technically what we call files. You don't have to really think about it like that, but they do automatically create files, and you can actually take those files and put them into a document management system today, just like you would any other file. In the next version of OneNote, we are creating what we call APIs, application protocol interfaces, where we are currently working with companies like Hummingbird and Interwoven, where we'll actually create extensibility, so we'll make those connections just like we have for Word and other documents, where people can actually take notes and those notes can be absorbed into their document management system. But today, if you think about it, most of the information today that around this unstructured information and legal pads on whiteboards in people's heads are not captured in document management system. Where lawyers are asking us to go is saying, once the information becomes digital, I want to capture it in my document management system. So I understand it's not today, but since it is digital from OneNote, I want to capture it in my DMS. Help me get there, and that's why we're doing that in the next version.
It seems as though OneNote has a sort of a specific target of lawyers. Why is it that Microsoft is targeting lawyers with this product?
Well, lawyers is definitely one vertical. Really what we think about OneNote as being for the professional services, lawyers, consultants, engineers, really people who deal with unstructured information all the time. And when we think about legal professionals specifically, you know, first we include lawyers, paralegals, and their administrative professionals. They're inundated with what we call kind of ephemeral, unstructured information. From client meetings to notes on legal pads, from case strategy brainstorming sessions to research, from even audio from depositions, we identified that this information needs a better way to be collected and organized and even shared with their clients and colleagues. Really, there was no good way of doing that today. And just take an example. Just imagine a lawyer's day. You know, he'll meet with a client, take copious notes during the meeting. I'll then go to LexisNexis or Westlaw to do research on a potential case, many times printing out research and highlighting what is important. Then I'll have a conference call with colleagues to discuss the case. And then finally, I'll type the information into a document for a contract or a case strategy document, or we'll send it to the paralegal to do the same. All along the way, he's collecting tons of information that's usually not stored in their DMS, but does have to be readily accessible the next time the client comes into the office or the case is discussed. Well, today, that can be time-consuming and challenging for any legal professional, and that's why OneNote was created for this industry.
So lawyers will have to have a discipline, if you will, of actually typing in or handwriting in some cases their notes, their thoughts about what's happening at the moment. But they do that frequently anyway, so this is just a natural extension of that and a much better capture of that process. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. It definitely is a behavioral change. But if they think a little bit longer term about it and they get an entire case team to be using OneNote and taking notes, then what happens as the case goes along, you're getting more and more productive because now there's less retyping. It's easily searched. It's easily shared. Case teams can collaborate better. And then if somebody ups and leaves the case team or even leaves the firm, that intellectual property and knowledge does not walk out the door with them. You get the next person up to speed and ramped up much more quickly in the case. And those are bottom line true dollars that impact the law firm.
Scott, it seems that your emphasis in part is on collaboration, and that leads me to believe that the product is best used by a large law firm. Speak to us a little bit about how the small law firm or even the sole practitioner can benefit from this process?
Well, what we say is that, you know, first of all, at the very ground level, OneNote is a personal productivity tool. So if you're capturing all that information digitally that's easily searched and easily reused into formal documents, it's going to help the lawyer, the bottom line lawyer. Most of these individual sole proprietors don't have the paralegals and the secretaries to retype an their information into a formal document. So any second or any minute we can save that sole practitioner by having to retype or search for information or even file information is truly dollars on their bottom line. So absolutely, it's a great product for that sole practitioner.
One of the elements it seems that this is related to is the data management issue, and as you've said over and over again. And I'm wondering if there are any other data management products on the market today, and if so, how OneNote compares to them.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is when you think about it, most lawyers start their careers kind of using Microsoft Office and Outlook, and you know, some of our research says that 45% of lawyers' computing time is actually spent in Outlook. So OneNote's kind of just extending that office system value proposition by addressing key legal pain points that have never been addressed before. So when we think about what other products are out there, actually Microsoft really, in a sense, created this category back in 2003. Our competitor, when we came out, was really pen and paper. And as you've seen, you know, and as we'll talk about maybe later on around our future, you'll see that there's been a common thread of where we started with, you know, 3 years ago around replacing pen and paper and those legal pads. And then we started, our customers were telling us, hey, I want to collaborate on this information. I want to integrate with this information. I want to share it. And that's where our actually customers have taken us that direction. So at the most basic sense, what we see out there are competitors, are pen and paper, and even potentially people trying to fit that round peg in the square hole by taking a product like Word or Outlook and trying to make it their unstructured data repository. And as lawyers and other information workers know today, it just doesn't work.
Talk a little bit about the collaboration and the word that I would use for it, synchronization of the efforts of two or more people in this process using OneNote.
So there's three ways we think about collaboration. One is that one way I've taken notes from a meeting or a brainstorming session or a research, and I want to share it with, you know, one or many customers, partners, colleagues, clients, and I can email whatever notes and information I have in my notebook with one click using Outlook 2003. Or any other email system. So I can email the notes to somebody else. And when I do, the recipient will receive two things, a .one file, which is just a OneNote file where they can click on it, and the notes will go in their notebook that they own. The second thing will happen is in their email, it's automatically converted to HTML, and so what you see is what you get. That's the first way we talk about that one-way sharing. The other way is when we have like a case team working on notes and research centrally, where we can take our notes and research and post them to a file server or a Windows SharePoint server site, and everybody can update the notes centrally. So when you're connected, you can update those notes, and I can see the changes. The third way, which was a scenario that Ed and I did over the phone that I showed Ed, is that you can do what we call shared sessions. This is virtual whiteboarding, where a lot of lawyers and paralegals do these brainstorming sessions in the conference room with a big whiteboard
and talk
about it without
fear. Usually there's
somebody on the speakerphone who may not be in the room.
They have enough,
well, what happens is they brainstorm their
emotional
on the whiteboard,
safety,
and then somebody
to raise the issues without adverse economic consequences of losing the relationship.
With OneNote, you can actually use virtual whiteboarding, no server backend, so everybody can connect virtually and digitally to the same notes, so everybody can see and update the same
better
notes
off the relationship will be
time.
In the long run.
And when you disconnect, you all have those notes and action items.
And I will suggest to our audience that is a incredibly powerful tool. I got really excited with learning that Word has a collaborative capability in it in the professional version of Word, but the OneNote collaboration potential is just so far superior that it blows my mind away. Scott, as our last question, what is the future for OneNote? Where are we going with this process? Where are you going with this process?
Well, it's a pretty exciting future, and I'm glad you're asking that question right now. Just recently, in February of 2006, we announced that the next version of Office, including OneNote 2007, is coming out in the fall of 2006. And so if we take a step back and we look at when we launched OneNote in October of 2003, it was really created as a personal note-taking idea capture tool. But as customers took us to really more that collaboration space, that's the area where we're continuously going. So when we come out with OneNote 2007, we're really focused on that team productivity and collaboration space. And just a few of the examples that we talked about a little bit before is that optical character recognition, where one of the cool scenarios that I love to talk about is imagine that brainstorming session on the whiteboard. Well, now you can take your handy cell phone that has that camera, take a picture of it, pull it right into OneNote, and now the writing that you have on that whiteboard is searchable, readable, and reusable. The second thing is audio search, where you can actually record a deposition and search for a word, and it'll actually search the audio to find that word in the audio in the deposition. And finally, it's around this online-offline synchronization. Remember how I talked about case teams keeping their notes centrally on a SharePoint site or on a file server? Well, today, in order to update those notes, you have to be connected. Well, in the next version, what you can do is actually take those notes home with you, update them, and when you're connected back in the office, the notes will automatically synchronize with any other changes that anybody else on the case team made at the same time or some other time. It really is offline, online synchronization.
Scott, this is really exciting, and I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to talk with you and learn from you, and I appreciate the time that you've given me and our audience. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.